You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. It's another opportunity time to come into your cars, to your home. Amen. It is just a delight for you to know that, guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah. Your miracle radio broadcast with Apostle Curtis, Dr. Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We want to send a God bless you shout out to my wife, elect lady. Hallelujah. God bless you, Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins, and to our church mothers and prophetess and elders and evangelists, to everybody that make up the congregation there. I want you to know that God is good on this Friday morning. I want you to know, guess what? You're tuning to the Miracle Radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah. We was talking about it on Monday. I told you, I promised you I was going to come back with that. No matter what you're facing with, no matter what you're in, God is still in control. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what situation is trying to overtake you, trying to overthrow you. It doesn't matter, my brother, my sister. God is able to do exactly what he said he was going to do. On Monday, we was talking about David said, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Let me back up and do a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father God, that you allowed us this morning to come into the homes, into the cars of your people, into the radio station this morning, Father. We're so grateful that you watched over us throughout the weekend. We're so grateful and thankful that you woke us up this morning, closing our right mind, and we got the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you right now, Father, that you touched them today, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Listen, I want to get right back into what we were saying. I'm so excited about, because when you lift your eyes up to the hill and you know that all your help coming from the Lord, you don't have nothing to worry about. And as I was saying on Monday, I want you to know that same God that we talked about on Monday, he's the same God present right here this Friday morning. Praise our God. I just want to do a little recap on what we talked about on Monday morning. Praise God, on the air, talking about when David, they said, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. Your help cometh from the Lord. Again, no matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing, your help coming from the Lord. It's about time for your miracle. And we was almost about to close that out on Friday, but we ran out of time. We ran out of time. So I want to go back and I want to recap. Hallelujah. He said in that fifth verse, it stuck out to me when we got ready to really close out. We actually go back up to the third verse. Praise our God. And I just come on down. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Hallelujah. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. He's not asleep on your case. He's bringing you out. He said, hallelujah. Behold, he that keepeth Israel, hallelujah, shall never slumber nor sleep. He's on your side. He's with you. And I remember on Monday, it got so good to me because I was said, I'm about to get up out this seat here. So again, the fifth verse, he said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy keeper. He's your keeper through it all. You don't have to fret. You don't have to give up. You don't have to give out. Hallelujah. because it's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. When you're going through circumstances and situations, guess what? God is right there with you to bring you out. He's right there with you to meet your needs on this Friday. Hallelujah. This Friday morning, this Friday evening, this Friday midnight. Come on. He'll bring you out. Somebody need to say amen. I know I can't hear you, but somebody need to say amen. He said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day. God, hallelujah. He shall not smite thee by day. Hallelujah. God is right there in the middle of you, in the middle of that situation with you. He's going to bring you out. Hallelujah. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Come on. It looks dark. It look like it's about to overtake you. It look like it's about to, hallelujah, you ain't coming out. But guess what? He's bringing you out. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's meeting your needs. Praise our God. Don't be weary in well-doing because God is right there with you. I come to encourage somebody today, somebody this morning. Come on. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Don't give up. And we was getting it. It was getting so good on Monday. And the time was running out. And this is where we got down here. He said, the Lord, oh my God, you need to tell somebody. You need to tag somebody and tell them this. He said, the Lord shall what? Preserve. Oh my God. Preserve thee. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thee. I got to just break this down. You know, back in my days, my grandmother used to do canning. And we call that reserve. She used to do canning. She canned peas. Hallelujah. She canned figs. She canned guavas. Oh, my God. Pears. Peaches. Come on here. Hallelujah. And I would watch her. Hallelujah. How she would prepare this fig reserve. Amen. That was some good stuff back then. She would get them. She would wash them. Oh, my God. She would get them clean. Praise God. Depends on what it was. She would cut them up. Cut it up. Hallelujah. And then she would be put a little stuff in there and let it sit overnight. And then she'll begin to cook it to get like a thick syrup around it. Praise God. Then her jars. I can remember her. Hallelujah. Putting her jars in on the stove and getting them heated up and all this kind of stuff. And then I would remember after she do all of that, she'll put it in the jars and then she'll put the stuff in there. Then she'll put a wax on the top. Oh, just she was doing this the natural. But here, right here, this is spiritual. Look how God has preserved us through all of that. He said he will preserve thee from all evil. So when my grandmother put that wax on the top, it seals it and nothing could go in there. And she would tighten that jar up. Oh, my goodness. Now, listen. Go in the spirit realm. He said, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Oh, my goodness. Your soul is being preserved. Your soul is being protected. Your soul has a shield around about it. Oh, my God. And he's bringing you out. This is what we got so good on Friday. When he said, the Lord shall preserve. He shall preserve. Hallelujah. See, he shall preserve thee. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thy soul. The enemy can't do nothing to you. So why are you worried? Why are you fretting? Why you want to give out? Why you want to give in? Hallelujah. Why you want to give up? But the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Shabbat. Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. He's with you in the midst of what you're in. It's about time for your miracle. Hold your head up. It's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah. Dry your tears up. It's about time for your miracle. He's bringing you out. He's bringing you out. Oh, my God. I'm talking to somebody today that has tuned into the radio broadcast. Don't you turn the radio off. This may be your first time tuning into the radio broadcast about the power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple. It's about time for your miracle. Right there, in the midst of what you're in. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for you to come up, come out, come through, come across. Why? Because the Lord shall preserve the soul. He shall preserve that soul. And right here in this 8th verse, he says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out, come on, and thy coming in. My God, thy going out and thy coming in, he's going to preserve it. Hallelujah. He said, even forevermore. So guess what? In the midst of what you're in, it's time for your miracle, because the Lord got your back. The Lord got your front. He got your side. He got your back. He got all around you. He's going to preserve you. He's going to protect you. He's going to bring you out. So you're worried about situations and circumstances that you don't have to worry about. As I said on Monday, you're worried about things that God has already preserved you. God has already worked out for you. All you got to do is do what? Continue to lift your eyes to the hill from which comes your help. Continue to lift your eyes unto him, looking unto Jesus, what? The author and the finisher of my faith. He's your finisher today. All you got to do is keep trusting him. He's your finisher today. All you got to do is keep believing him and keep knowing that he's able to do a sin above all we think or ask. Come on. Praise our God. I want you to be of good courage this morning. Hallelujah. Knowing this, that the battle you're in is not yours. God's why? Because God is it. God is in control. Knowing that the situation that you're facing right now, why? Because God is in control. Continue to do what? Lift your eyes up to the hill, looking unto Jesus, looking unto him, not nobody else, not nobody else. I'm not looking to nobody else. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Praise our God, for he is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. What is he going to do? Bring me out. What is he going to do? Fix it. What is he going to do? Heal me. Deliver me, set me free. That's what he's going to do. He's not a man that he shall lie, not a son of man that he shall repent. Remember what he said in his word. The Lord shall preserve thee. He's keeping you. The Lord shall preserve thee. He's bringing you out through it in the midst of what you in. It's not going to overthrow you. It's not going to overtake you. Hallelujah to God. Praise our God. Oh, my God, that's some good news to somebody. You better tell somebody. Call somebody again. Hallelujah. I got a few minutes left. You better call and tell them again. Turn on the radio. Hallelujah. Turn it on. Hallelujah. Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins is on the air, and he's telling us something good. Hallelujah. God will do exactly what he said he would do. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. Keep trusting God. Keep holding on. Come on. It may look dark right now. It may look dark. But guess what? The moon shall not smite thee. Hallelujah. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Come on. God is on your side. In the midst of what you're in, it may look dark. God is still the light. He's still the light. If the sun may be breathing, it may be hot. You know, it get hot in Florida where we at. It's probably hot this morning already. But God Almighty, the Lord is the shade. The Lord is that keeper. Yes, he will. He will preserve you through this. So while you're going through, the enemy will not be able to overthrow you and overtake you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise our God. He will not be able to overthrow you. He will not be able to take your mind. He will not be able to take your joy. Hallelujah. Your soul won't be vexed. Come on here. Because God is my son. Glory. Hallelujah. He shall preserve thy soul from all evil. Hallelujah. From all evil. No evil can come nigh your dwelling. No evil can overthrow you and overtake you. Praise our God. That's the kind of God we're serving today. That's the kind of God we're serving today. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. For he's able to do it. Seen above all, we take our acts. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He will do it. Only he can. Only he will do it for you. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. I know he will. I know he can, and I know he will. We got to know what we know. What do you know? I know he'll bring me out. What do you know? I know he'll fix it. What do you know? His word is his bond towards me. Hallelujah. The glory to God. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do towards me. Praise our God. He's going to keep me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to fear. I'm not going to fret. He's going to do exactly what he said, because his word is his bond, and his bond is his word, and I believe him. Do you believe him today? Do you believe him today? Yes, I do. Did you take him at his word today? Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Only God can do. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. And I know he can. And I know he will. You got to trust him. You got to trust him today. You got to trust him like never before. Trust him when you can't trace him. Trust him when you don't know where your next meal is coming from. Why? Because I'm going to do what? Lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord that did what? Made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. Thank you, Jesus. He's my help today. I want you to know he's your help today. Be of good courage. I want you to know he's your help today. Praise God. He's going to bring you out. He's going to see you through. Hold on. Hold on. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Be of good courage, because the same God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I want you to know this morning, praise our God, I've got a few minutes left. I want you to know this morning, you may say, well, Apostle, I don't know. I'm just tuning into the radio broadcast. I happen to come across the radio broadcast, and I don't know Jesus. I'm giving you an opportunity to know him. The word of God simply states, he said, if thou believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just as simple as that. Praise our God. You don't have to have a long, drawn-out letter. You don't have to come trying to explain nothing, because he's a God that will forgive you, and he's a God that loves you, and he's a God that will accept you. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So what you need to do, if you have said that with me, or said that after me, you're hearing this radio broadcast, and you were said after, he said he will save you. So what you need to do is find you a Bible-based teaching church that will teach the word simple and with simplicity and with get understanding of his word. Get in there, grow, and go. Because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Our God is able. Our God can. And our God will see you through. Again, this is Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, the pastor founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Listen, if you're ever in the area, amen, hallelujah, feel free to stop by the spot. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located again in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. God bless you. I want you to be of good courage. This blessed my spirit. And I told y'all I had to pick it back up on Monday. I was telling you I had to pick it back up on Friday, which is today. Praise our God. It blessed me when it was getting down there. He said, the Lord, hallelujah, is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Oh, praise God. And when you're going through the midst of the battle, the midst of the heat, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Hallelujah. You're in the midst of the battle, the situations, things that are going on in your life. The Lord is your strength. He's going to fight for you. He's going to not only fight for you, he's going to bring you out. Not only is he going to fight for you, he's going to preserve you while you're in the midst of that. Hey, glory to God. You're saying it's no time to worry. It's no time to fear. It's no time to back up. It's no time to give up. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue to hold on to the horns of the altar, because the God I serve, he's able. The God you serve, he's able to bring you out. He's able to do what? A sinner above all you think or act. All you got to do is continue to trust him. All you got to do is continue to lean on him and continue to lift your eyes up to the hill from which cometh your help today. Your help coming from the Lord that made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to leave you. He won't leave you. Somebody said, well, I come too far. I'm in this and I come too far. I don't understand. I'm by myself. You're not by yourself. You're never alone. You're never alone. Because he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Praise our God. You have to hold on. Hold on. Because guess what? Help is here. Help is here. You're in the middle of a miracle. Hold on, my brothers and my sisters. Be of good courage, because God will come. He that will come shall come. Praise our God. If you are ever again in the area of 1219 South Street, stop in. Stop in and come in and be with us, because the God we serve is able to do a exceeding abundant all we think or ask. Praise our God. Listen, you get ready, because we got some good things coming up. We got some good things coming up in the month of September. Praise our God. Our Royals Night. You don't want to miss it. Praise God. You don't want to miss Royals Night this year. Oh, it's going to be something. Praise our God. We got people coming all over. They are coming all over. And it's going to be held at the Great Outdoors. Hallelujah. We're going to have more information on it. Great Outdoors. Hallelujah. It's going to be something. See people. See the people and purchase what you need to purchase. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Get ready, because I believe, and I've got some more information. Hallelujah. Pastor Shirley Caesar is coming to the Melbourne area, the Melbourne Auditorium. Praise our God. We're going to be hearing some more about that also. Praise our God. So get ready for all these good events that's going to come around. And we're going to be able to do a whole lot. Oh, my God. Praise our God. Lady Watkins' birthday is coming up in September, too, also. So you're going to be hearing from us. We got some stuff planned for that. I want to let you know. So get ready, my people, the people of God. Get ready, because God is going to be with you no matter where you're in, no matter what you're going through with. God is with you. God is able to do a scene above all we think or ask. Again, I want you to know again, we're in the middle of a miracle. You just hold on. Hold on. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Keep your head above the water. And God will do it. He will bring us out. He will bring you through. The battle is not yours. Again, the battle is not yours. I know God can, and I know he will bring us out. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Glory to God. He's able to do it. Come on, people. Don't be worried. He's able to do it. God bless you. Bless your heart. God bless all of you. Bless you all for tuning in to the radio broadcast. Again, this morning, I want you to know, we want to thank you all for what you're doing. Amen. We don't take you lightly. We don't take you lightly. Thank all of you for your kind words during, you know, times out in the marketplace when you see me, telling me you're tuning into the radio broadcast. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Are you telling me you're watching on Cypress Audience? Thank God for you. We don't take you lightly. We love you there. Amen. We love you all. We want you to be of good courage today. So I'm looking forward to seeing you in one of our services. Amen. In one of our services. Amen. Hallelujah. Get ready for the revival that's going to be coming up in August. Oh, the second week in August. Amen. We're picking it up. We didn't have none this month. But oh, in the second week of August, we are going to be in our revival. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. I will be coming back more with that. Amen. Let you know about the revival. Praise our God. We're looking forward to seeing you there in the revival, because I believe God is going to do something great in the midst of our services in the revival. Praise God. All right. I know God is moving, and I'm grateful for what he's doing. I'm now at a point in my life, no matter what God do, he do a good job. No matter, God have never failed me, and he won't fail me. Glory to God. He never failed me, and he won't fail me. I know this because why? I'm trusting in him. I'm looking unto him, the author and the finisher of my faith. And he's going to bring me out. He's going to bring you through. Come on, somebody. He's going to bring you through. I know he will. I know he will. He will do it. Yes, he will. There's nobody like him. There's nobody like him. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be saying, Apostle, what's wrong? I just take God at his word. I take him at his word. Why? Because His word is his bond towards us, according to his word. If I'm reading his word, I take his word, I take it seriously. And I'm not saying you don't. If he tell me don't worry, I'm not going to worry. Lord, this is in your hand. You tell me to cast my cares upon you, I'm casting my cares upon you. For I know, like the scripture said, I know you careth for me. So I'm in the midst of what I'm in, but I believe you. I believe God, even though it looked like the enemy trying to say you're not going to come out. I still believe God, no matter what it is, no matter what it's like. I still believe God. Do you still believe him? Do you still trust him? Hallelujah. Are you still going to speak faith-filled words? Come on here. When you can't understand and you can't see the way, are you still going to speak faith-filled words? Yes. Why? Because he's bringing me out. He's bringing me over. He's bringing me through. Yes. I trust him. Because why? I'm looking unto him, the author and the finisher of my faith. And God is going to bring me through it. He's going to bring me. One thing about God, he will never bring you to something and leave you in there. He will always bring you out. But you got to trust him. You got to trust him when you can't trace him. You got to trust him when you don't even hear his voice. When he's silent. What you doing? I'm still depending on you. When they're like he's not giving you any directions. I'm still depending on you, Lord. And I know you can do it. I know you can bring me out. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want you to be of good courage today. Hold your head up high. You're in the middle of your miracle. You're in the middle of a blessed time. Hold your head up. Come on. Don't fret. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Keep trusting God. Keep believing him. Why? Because he will bring you out. He will bring you out. You say, Apostle, I've been in this for so long, and it seems like I'm not coming out. Be not weary. Come on, hold your head up high. Continue to walk. Continue to confess. Continue to walk in him. And he's going to bring you out. He will. I know he will. I know he will. I know he will. Why you say, how you know he will? I've been in this for so long. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Hold on. Hold on. Be of good courage. Hold on. He's going to bring you out. You're telling me to hold on, Apostle. But you ain't telling me how to hold on. Why? Through his word. Keep confessing his word. Keep believing his word. Keep looking unto him, the author and the finisher of your faith. Keep on. Keep trusting him. Thank you, Jesus. I give it over to you, Father. I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to fret about it. I'm not going to give up. Come on. I'm going to keep confessing and saying what the enemy says. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's on my side. He's with me. He's with me. Why is he with me? I don't feel like he's with me. I know he's with me. No matter what I'm in, I know he's with me. And I know he's going to bring me through it. I know he's going to bring me out. Praise our God. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Yes, I can believe it. Do you know it? Yes, I know it. I know God.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible